Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Sunday of Trinity. Our scripture reading is Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness answer me, in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the works of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. Our scripture lesson comes from Psalm chapter 130, verses 3 through 4. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. When you feel your sins and become like Peter, with a desire to run away from God, you must turn around and get closer and closer to him. For if God were disposed to flee from you and were not willing to take away your sins, he would never have come to you or pursued you. Therefore, the more you feel that you are a sinner, and the more you want to run away from God, the more importunately you should seek him. Mark this well, for as St. Peter reacted here, so all consciences react in fear because of their sins, trying to escape from God and seeking some false god. Do not end your struggle like this. You cannot possibly end it like this. Present a bold front and cling to God. Otherwise, when you run off in search of works to seek help with another god, and then later want to come back to the true God, you may well have the same experience that the foolish virgins had after going off to buy oil for their lamps, returning only to find the doors locked. But what did Jesus do after Peter had humbled himself to such an extent that in great fear and terror he requested the Lord to depart from him? Did he allow Peter to remain in his despondency? By no means. He proceeded to comfort Peter with the words, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth you will be catching men." Let us pray. It is your assurance, Heavenly Father, that the more we feel our sins, the nearer we always are to the forgiveness of sins. Keep us ever steadfast in our faith and hope that you will help and save us in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.